time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano.
Packers practice at 10:30 this morning, put the pads on for the first time in camp yesterday. Excitement about all-time great quarterback Peyton Manning, Hall of Famer. Spent some time observing cornerback Jair Alexander. They liked having him around.
Peyton Manning? Mm-hmm. Oh, it feels good because, you know, we beat Peyton Manning in the Pro Bowl. You know, got a little advance, you know, got a little advance off that. So it was always good to see Peyton.
And the U.S. women's soccer team 0-0 against Portugal, Eric, but that was good enough, right?
That means they advance to the knockout round. They play again Sunday morning, 4 a.m. No idea yet who they play.
And the Brewers and Nationals once again tonight, 6:05, first pitch from Washington. Don't text me and tell me technically it's not in Washington. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Brewers manager Craig Counsell on the line with us this morning. Morning, Skipper.
Good morning.
So before we get to a lot of baseball business, because the trade deadline is 5 o'clock tonight, a quick word of advice, if you would. I'm throwing out the first pitch at the Chinooks game tomorrow night. The consensus seems to be I can't go like in front of the mound and do the toss. I got to go up and toe the rubber, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's full experience. You know, a little risky for you, maybe.
For sure.
I've never seen you throw.
Well, it's been a minute, actually. Like, yeah, baseball was my sport as a kid, and I played softball even into my adult years, but it's been a minute since I even tossed it around. Pancake in the back says he's going to take me. We're going to warm it up today, but I probably should throw from an elevated position, right, to get used to that?
No. It's going to be, you know, it's perfect. It's a good challenge. You got to get the heart rate moving a little bit, and it'll be good. Good challenge.
Who is the most memorable person you caught a first pitch from?
I haven't caught it. A ton of first pitches. Probably, I'd think Bud Selig maybe, probably, yeah. That's probably at AmFam Field. But I haven't caught it. I don't catch a ton of them, yeah. I mean, probably the most memorable was the World Series and watching President Bush throw out the first pitch shortly after 9/11.
Man, and
that's right.
Imagine catching that, because it's your job then to make sure the commander-in-chief doesn't bounce it. So if you got to dive for it, you got to do whatever. Make sure that looks good. Yeah, frame it up.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got to catch that one.
All right, so we got the trade deadline coming up, Craig. 5 o'clock today. General Manager Matt Arnold has added a couple of pieces on the offensive side for you. Is there hope in the clubhouse here that there's still one more deal to be done?
I don't know. It's you know, we've added some nice pieces for sure. I think the trade deadlines, sometimes it's a frenzy, sometimes it's quiet. So it's the market, and you just kind of see what happens. And Matt and his crew are, you know, prepared and ready to pounce if there's a good opportunity. And if there is, I'm sure they'll make a trade to make us better.
Whenever we add someone at the office, like a new hire or whatnot, Craig, you know, sometimes there's a card, sometimes there's even cake or a welcome sign or a celebration or whatnot. What happens during a trade? Like when Mark Canha comes from the Mets now, do you like introduce him to the clubhouse, or does he just kind of show up and
boys,
get to
this
work?
Is Mark. Yeah. He's new.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, these guys, generally the baseball world's a really small world, actually. So these guys know each other. They have friends on every team, really. So he'll walk in, and I think for any player, it's a little strange walking in a brand new clubhouse. But within about 15 minutes, you got your uniform on, and you're one of the guys, and you're ready to go.
So here we go. Got a couple more against the Nationals here, and then the Reds, they just keep winning, except for against you. So I guess that part is a litmus test is a good thing. Yeah. But this is going to be a battle down the stretch here in the Central.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, it's 2 months left in the season, two calendar months left, and it's a pennant race, and that's what you expect. That's what's going to happen, and it's on the team that plays the best baseball, and we get to be one of those teams that gets that opportunity, and it'll be fun to do.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell, our guest on Brewers 360. Thanks, Skipper. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys.